First, we turn to Dr. Rodney Gutman, director of the UWF Center on Aging, to help delineate early onset Alzheimer's.
Most people who have Alzheimer's disease, about 95%, have what's known as late onset Alzheimer's disease. And those are people who are generally diagnosed after age 65. Early onset is diagnosed before age 65.
Typically, it strikes people in their 40s and 50s, but can affect people who are even younger. Dr. Gutman says most cases of early onset are due to genetic mutations in one of three identified genes, resulting in a type known as familial Alzheimer's disease. Much of Gutman's academic research has been focused on Alzheimer's, and he serves as an ambassador for the National Alzheimer's Association. It was in this capacity that he met Brian LeBlanc of Pensacola. LeBlanc, now 55, was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's last year, and he, too, is working as an advocate on behalf of the Alzheimer's Association.
And once I heard his story, I immediately turned around and gathered him up and said, "Brian, come along for this ride that I'm on to talk about Alzheimer's disease and making the public aware of what Alzheimer's is and why it's so important that we tackle this issue, not just because of the growing population of older adults that is driving a lot of what we see with Alzheimer's disease, but raising awareness of these other forms of dementia, such as early onset Alzheimer's disease, that we need to get a hold of."
And today with us is Brian LeBlanc. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your advocacy.
Well, when I was first diagnosed about almost a year, well, a little bit more than a year ago, October of 2014, I took to social media because I am a social media geek. But I figured that was the best way to get people aware.
From there, LeBlanc says he was asked to join the local Alzheimer's Association. That led to an appointment this summer to the 2015 National Early Stage Advisory Committee, and he's also on the leadership board of Dementia Action Alliance.
And I just go around making people aware. I tell my story. And it doesn't matter if it's a group of 50 or 500 or one. I am very, very open about my disease, because my view is if I can speak to someone, whether it's a group or an individual person, and if at least one person goes to their doctor to get checked because they themselves may be experiencing some of these signs, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
In telling his story, LeBlanc is telling his family's history with Alzheimer's, beginning with his maternal grandfather and traced back to his grandfather's mother.
My great-grandmother had seven children. One of my grandfather's sisters, she had 10 children. Now, one of the children was stillborn, but the other nine, every single one had early-onset Alzheimer's disease.
More closely, LeBlanc's mother, who passed away in January of this year, also had Alzheimer's. His father had vascular dementia.
Dr. Gutman will get into the proteins, but the form that I have, the APOE4, I have markers from my father and from my mother. So that genetic link played a big part in me getting this disease.
Brian is unlucky to the extent that his mom and dad both have at least one copy of the APOE4 allele, and he inherited both. That raises your risk of developing Alzheimer's disease somewhere between 10 and 15 times the normal population. APOE4 is the major genetic risk factor that we know about.
And so Brian LeBlanc began his own journey with Alzheimer's 1 year ago, and he's sharing his story because of a vow he made to his loved ones to continue to raise awareness.
Because of the fact that if somebody's listening to what I have to say and they say, "Oh, wait, I'm experiencing that," or "That feels like something that I have, I'm going to go to my doctor." At that point, my advocacy has helped someone.
And despite his own efforts, Dr. Gutman says it's LeBlanc's advocacy that will be far more effective in reaching the ultimate goals of developing treatment and possibly a cure.
It really is those individual stories that are going to move the needle so that people like me and others like me around the world who study Alzheimer's disease can come up with the answers that we need. Because it won't happen without research. It will not move without research taking place. And that does take money in order to do that.
Dr. Rodney Gutman introducing us to Brian LeBlanc, who was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's 1 year ago. It's the first of what we hope will be many conversations with LeBlanc about his life with the disease. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.